Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Regina Bree. Good evening in Atlanta. I'm your host today for Real Talk with Regina Bree. And our topic today is 8 tips on how to jumpstart your life. I am so excited to be with you guys today. We're going to jump right in it. So we're going to be talking about how do you actually jumpstart, get started, pull yourself out of the muck and mire, out of the quicksand when you find yourself stuck in a place where you can't get a hold of what you need to do. So if you want to have this conversation with me, you want to chit-chat, you want to talk a little bit, give me a call at 563-999-3728. That's 563-999-3728. So give me a call, and we're going to be discussing the changes that you have to go through. If you want to do something different, then you have to start something different. So we're just going to jump right in. And so, again, we're going to be talking about answering that blank question in this episode of Real Talk. How do I pull myself together? 23. And so, number one, do not be fearful. Trust God. Do not be fearful. Trust God. You need to have a relationship with whatever God of your understanding that you participate in. But you cannot be fearful. You have to be able to say, okay, this is not my thing. This is not my jam. But I've got to do this anyway. And trust the fact that your God or the God of your understanding is going to take you from this place to the next place. And so fear is false evidence appearing real. And so you can worry yourself and be fearful and miss out on a bountiful amount of blessings. So that's number one. You want to move? Change how you live. Don't be fearful. Number two, decide to trust in God. Right, a decision that you have to make, right? You have to decide to trust him. You can't be fearful, and you got to decide to trust him. Number three, do things that honor the God of your understanding, right? Do things that honor the God of your understanding in your living, in your actions, and in the way you love and you give people. You've got to do things that honor the God of your understanding. And when you do that, you live a different kind of life. You don't just do things just happenstancely. You do things with the purpose of what is the God that I serve was standing here and looking at me. So put yourself in like a kid position, and you would say, okay, I'm not going to do that because if my mama saw me, I would get in trouble. If my daddy saw me, I would get in trouble. Same thing. Do things that honor God. Number two, we said decide to trust him. You got to make a decision, right? He's not forcing you to do anything. You have to make a decision and don't be fearful. Number four, dwell on the faithfulness of God. Do not dwell on, you can't hold yourself non-accountable. God is always there. He's always faithful. He's always on time. You can't dwell on the fact that will he be there, won't he be there. Rest on the glory of his favor always. And so the reason why, let me stop right here, because I just got a text message that says, why are we talking about God? Because we are in January. Let me say this. We are in January, and this is the beginning of the new year. And so I'm starting this new year not in a place where, okay, I want you to do 12 push-ups and I want you to do this. Nothing this year is going to happen if you do not reestablish, rest, renew, and restore an established relationship with the God of your understanding. Nothing. No weight loss, no money, no relationships. Nothing is going to happen unless you start a relationship with him first. So that answers your question. If it didn't, you got my number. You can call in at 563-999-3728. We'll put that thing in the middle of the floor, and we'll discuss it at that point. But right now, I want everybody to understand, January is not over. It's just the 20th. So you still have a few days to do this for the next 10, what is it? We have 31 days in the month. So you have until the rest of the month to create this relationship, renew relationship, or new relationship with the God of your understanding. And so I'm saying it like that because I'm not going to change who I serve. And I'm not asking you. I'm just saying you need to get a relationship with him. So that being said, let's start over. One thing you need to do is do not be fearful. Trust him. Number two, decide to trust in him and do not be fearful. Number three, do things that honor him, right? In your actions, in the way you love people, in the way you give and you honor people. Do things for someone else. Be of service. Number four, dwell on the faithfulness of God. Don't dwell on whether or not he's going to be there, whether or not I'm good enough. Rest on the favor that he is always going to be there. Number five, delight yourself in God. When it gets tough, you start praising him on what you have not, but what you have already provided for. See, sometimes we do that thing backwards. Oh, woe is me. I don't have anything. Nobody's here to help me. That is not what you should do. Take it from me. What you should do is if you only have bread and a little meat and cheese and all you got is a sandwich and somebody else is eating steak, you thank God, delight yourself in what you have, and it will get you through the tough times. Because you'd be like, I can't eat steak. I can't afford steak. Eggs is $27. Look, stop looking at what somebody else is doing and thank God for what you have. Some people wish they had that sandwich, right? Be grateful for what you have, especially in the tough times. Start praising him on what you have and stop looking at what you don't. Always be positive. Number six, dedicate your life to service. Dedicate your life to him, right? Give him your 100. He wants the best of you, not what's left of you. And some of us, that's what we do. We give him the last, the leftovers, I forgot I'm supposed to pray and talk to you. No, consult him first. Give him what's best of you, not what's left of you. Dedicate your life to him, right? Everybody's with me? Number seven, we should download your worries to the Lord. And what? Download your worries to the Lord. Your worries are just fear of the future. They haven't happened yet. So if you have a worry, you have something that's bothering you, you have something that you can't get past, stop fretting over that. You have so many other things to do. Worry has never paid us. I don't know anybody who is worried up on the money for the light bill, worried up on the money for the gas bill. Stop worrying. It takes you out of your element of gratitude and grace and positivity, right? So download your worries to the Lord. Fear or worry is of the future, right? You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, so stop worrying about it. Deal with the problems you have today. Praise him right now in all of your circumstances. This is very easy. Number five, discipline yourself to wait on the Lord, right? You're on his time. He's not on your time. And so these are eight real simple tips that I want you guys to get. One, Do not be fearful. Trust God. Two, decide to trust in God. Three, do the things that honor him. Four, dwell on his faithfulness. Five, delight yourself in him. Always be positive. Six, dedicate your life to him. Seven, download your problems. Give it to him. And eight, discipline yourself to stand in your truth and wait on him. It's really simple. If you want to get something done that you've never done before, do things that you've never done before. Start your life with gratitude and praise. Don't worry about it. I'm not starting any diet plan. I'm not starting any weight loss plan. I'm not rolling out any programs for my company. All I'm doing for the month of January, the whole entire month, I'm talking to him. Hey, Lord, these are the exciting things that I thought I wanted to do this year. What are your plans for me? He knows what he wants me to do. And if my plans happen to line up with the plans that he has, that's even better. But if my plans didn't line up with what he has for me, then guess what? I'm going to do what he says to do. We have to be thankful and grateful for what we have. So many people sit around and whine and complain about what they don't have that they miss out on the blessing. They miss out on the blessing. So this was really, really easy today, guys. I could have talked. I could have gave you 10 more. But I wanted you to concentrate on those eight. Start a day right now, today, daily talk with him. Hey, guys. Hey, God, what you want me to do? Hey, Lord, today is a new day. What would you like for me to do today? How can my schedule align with what you want me to do today? Start your day off with him. End your day off with him. The plan that you have for me, Lord, I'm excited about. So that's it. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. As you see, this is the first Friday I've come. So this is a series that we're going to be starting, how to jumpstart your life right now in so many areas of your life. And each week we're going to be giving you tips that you can apply every day to do what we are doing. It has been so great to get back here, and this is the first show in January, and it's a birthday celebration, and I'm just so happy and elated to be back with you guys. But I wanted to say this for being my guest today, for being with me today, and for sharing this with me. As always, it's the mission of this show to create a more united and strong tribal community. Remember, today is a new day. As always, it's been a blessing to end another week with you. My prayer is for you to expect great things to happen and watch them unfold. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent. One from another. Be safe. Be good to each other. Peace and blessings until we meet next week. And our topic will be getting prepared for the new year. You're going to get about 10 tips on how to be prepared and how to go through your life in such a way that you will move to the next great thing. And I just want to say thank you. So from the bottom of my heart, this has been Regina Bree with Real Talk. And we are going to end this show by saying you guys have a great week. All right, and I can't wait to see and talk to you next Friday. Same time, same place. Have a great one.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? I can't go on without you. Why are you telling me I'm never gonna survive?